Are you ready for a second cup of the morning, Glenn? Here's David and Brenda.
Boy, looking out the window on this kind of cloudy day, I think it's definitely a good day for a second cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe you're ready for your third. I don't know. Hey, David, going back to our news just a moment ago, my good friend and nurse extraordinaire, Rini, she sent me a text. That scar that we have on our arm, smallpox.
Smallpox. That's right.
I had no idea that that was that vaccination. I thought it was like one that everybody still gets. It's just that they administer it differently now. But
that's the one.
That is. Scott's is actually on his back.
Really?
Yeah, his scar's right on the back, like his shoulder.
That's interesting.
So I don't know. They must have given them differently back in Georgia when he got his vaccine. So, hey, I found a great article, and it talks about how disciplining through the eyes of the saints, how to discipline your children. It's kind of helpful advice, especially for a weary parent or maybe a frustrated teacher. St. John Bosco, who took care of young kids. This is actually his message. You know, his feast day is in January, but his message, his life story, it's perfect for everyone. So I thought these are really kind of interesting little messages.
Yeah.
I think he guided these mostly towards teachers, but I think it's for every parent, right? And this is, in fact, a letter to teachers. John Bosco lays out a detailed, what he called, preventative system of education that seeks to dispose pupils to obey not from fear or compulsion, but from persuasion.
All right.
Right? So you're going to increase. So I thought we'd go through some of these things about what St. John Bosco says as far as punishing our children.
Okay. First, did you read these first?
I did.
Okay.
I did. And I'll say for the most part, not always, I think I'm in there.
Okay.
I think it a lot depends on the child, too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Interesting.
Well, first of all, here's what St. John Bosco says. He said, punishment should be your last resort.
Mm.
He said, in my long career as an educator, the author of this says that how often has it been brought home that it's been 10 times easier to lose our patience than to control it, right? So punishment needs to be the last resort of anything that you do.
Yeah.
So it's the kind of, you need patience.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, personally. No, I understand that,
okay.
Sure.
Okay, so secondly, he says the teacher in this case must strive to make himself loved by his pupils if he wishes to obtain their respect.
Yeah.
You can't just demand children respect.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to, you know, get them on your side, so to speak. I think that's kind of important.
Sure.
And going through all of these, I kind of also recognize how discipline styles kind of change. So I think St. John Bosco was definitely ahead of his time.
Yeah, no, we'll that's great. That.
He says, except in the very rare instances, corrections and punishments should not be given in public, but privately and apart from the others. I think that is really very, very good advice, especially in the home, you know, because you do have lots of kids around.
Right.
And then, you know, what that tends to do, especially we've kind of seen with our own kids, like if one is getting correction and it's in front of another one, boy, they get in on it too. And you got to go, oh, wait a second here. I'm the parent.
Yeah.
Here. You can just go.
Yeah. Right.
So it's best to just kind of pull them aside. And so that way they're not embarrassed by it. And also it gives you just kind of a moment to calm and settle down. Now, here's a sign of the time where he was writing. To strike one in any way, to make him kneel in a painful position, to pull his ears and other similar punishments must absolutely be avoided. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Now, I have been known to take a child or two out of church before. I will stand them, if they're misbehaving, especially, and they need to settle themselves, I make them stand on, against the wall.
Yeah.
I said, you're going to stand there. I'm going to stand with you right here.
Right.
But, you know, we're not going to act like that in church. And when you can be good and control yourself, we're going to go back in. I wasn't big on the painful.
Yeah. Pulling them out by the ear.
Yeah. I might have pinched behind the arm. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Not painful, but enough to get them straight.
Get the attention.
straightened out. I can't believe I'm saying that. All right. In the fifth, he says the educator must see the laws of discipline and the rewards and punishment entailed are made known to the pupil so that no one can make an excuse that he didn't know what was going to happen.
Sure.
Meaning that, you know, if they do something wrong before, they should already know before they do it what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, one time I said something, Christian was doing something, and he was just a little guy, maybe four. And obviously he didn't fully understand what the punishment was.
Yeah.
Because I said, don't do that, because if you do, you're going to get it. And he goes, okay, well, can I, you know, get it now so that way later I can do this?
Yeah.
And I said,
yeah, he didn't understand the concept.
He didn't understand the concept of it. That's right. So he was trying to barter with mom a little bit there. So it's hard with kids. It's hard to discipline and to maintain that patience. But look to the saints.
Sure. And I know you've tried to put me in timeout several times. And
you always pout when you do, but you do your 2 minutes, David, like a good boy. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.